Thank you, Jerry and Joe. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. And right now, we'll talk to you. Long game means short Blue Jays talk. The phone lines are open at 416-870-0590. *590 on the cell. Long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Blue Jays lose a tough one, 3-2 to the Chicago White Sox. They had the bases loaded with one out with two of their best hitters up in the ninth inning. Edwin Encarnacion had a rough night, strikes out, and then Michael Saunders pops up, and that's that. 416-870-0590, *590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Amazingly still, people out there on Twitter suggesting this was a game that the bullpen blew. Blue Jays fall 3-2 to the White Sox. Started off with Kyle in Oakville. Kyle, you're going to be the leadoff man on Blue Jays Talk. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you, Mike? I've been. You know what? This is the first time I've been the leadoff caller on Blue Jays Talk. I wanted to say welcome to the show, everybody. You know what? It's a Friday night. I know the Blue Jays got a loss, but you know what? The White Sox, they have a really good ball club, eh?
Yeah, and they're starting to play well now, too. They've won 4 out of 5, just right in time for the Blue Jays to come to town, who have now lost 4 out of 5.
Yeah, you know what? I went to the game, one of the games back in early April when the White Sox were in town. But you know what? Those White Sox, they're just one of those teams that are getting to us this year. But you know what? Melky Cabrera, our former Blue Jay, he had a really good hit there, eh?
He had 3 of them.
Yeah, he had a really good home run. I mean, that home run he got in the I forget what inning, but I know it was like early part of the game. I remember it was just in
fifth inning, tied it up.
Yeah, sixth inning. Yeah, exactly, sixth inning. There you go. Yeah. Okay. So, but I just think, you know what, it was just one of those really good ball games, eh? Where like a close score, you know, it very tense though, eh? Towards the end, which I love, eh?
Yeah, just the wrong team came out on top. Absolutely.
You know, it's just like I just remember. You know, I just wonder how Jose Batiste is doing.
Well, he's still got another week in that boot, I think, until they take it off and reevaluate. Maybe another week and a half. So, it's going to be a while until we find out how
he's recovering. All right. Yeah. I just find they always take like more precaution. He's just like, you know, I just hope we get through the season without some injuries that we can't afford to lose. You know what I mean? I mean, this ball club's doing really good so far this year, and you know what? I know it's really too early to be honest, but like, I don't know. Maybe another postseason.
Well, they're in a playoff spot right now, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Thanks for the call, Kyle. I appreciate it. And again, we're taking your calls. 416-870-0590. *590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Your calls continue as we Blue Jays talk it up to midnight Eastern on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Pitch to the left-handed batter. Popped up. At third base, the shortstop's there. The shortstop makes the catch. David Robertson comes out of it, leaves the bases loaded, and the White Sox edge the Blue Jays 3-2. They've won 4 out of 5. The Blue Jays have dropped 4 out of 5. What a game.
What a finish, for sure, as the Blue Jays rally but lose. 3-2. They remain in the second wild card spot. Sky is not falling. If the season were to end right now, the Blue Jays would be in the playoffs going to Boston for a playoff game. The Red Sox are at Texas in a 7-7 tie as they play in the top of the ninth. The Kansas City Royals are the next team as far as the standings go for that second wild card. They're half a game behind the Blue Jays. And the Royals got blown out 13-4 by the Houston Astros tonight. Edinson Volquez, remember him? Gave up 12 runs and got 3 outs. Amazingly, George Springer with a triple and a grand slam in the first inning. And he wound up a single shy of the, a double shy of the cycle on a 3-for-5 night. Blue Jays get the bases loaded in the ninth inning in a tie game for Encarnacion and Saunders. And David Robertson shuts it down. I'm Mike Wilner. This is Blue Jays Talk, 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. Isaac is in Toronto. Hey, Isaac.
Hey, buddy. Thank you very much for taking my call. Just a quick question for you. I'm trying to understand why they wouldn't put Barney into the roster earlier on. In fact, just have him start the game. Like, why are they bringing in these folks from Buffalo? I just don't understand why that would be the case.
Darwin Barney's not an outfielder, for one thing, right?
Right, but is who did they put in? Who did they put into the outfield?
Junior Lake today. Daryl Siciliani on Wednesday.
But then they had who did they have pitching for? Pitch hitting.
Goins hit for Lake. Yeah.
Yeah, but Goins is not outfield as well.
Oh, they're making him into an everything guy. So he's gonna play everywhere, and that includes the outfield.
Okay. So you think that was the logic then?
Why Goins before Barney? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Or why not Barney to start off everything?
Again, Barney's not an outfielder.
All right.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, Darwin Barney has been sensational for the Blue Jays. It's no question. He's been terrific. He's starting to slow down. He's 4 for his last 25 now, but he picked up that big pinch walk today in the ninth inning. But, I mean, he's not a guy who's not an everyday major leaguer, and he's not someone who you should not try to find better options for.
With all due respect, I think you're a bit hard on him.
I just speak the truth.
Right. Of course you do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm being hard on him by just pointing out the fact that, you know, in more than 2,000 major league plate appearances before this season, he is not a good hitter. And he's done wonderfully this year.
Right.
That's the thing. Like, the generally you are what you are, and anyone can have a great couple of months. And the Blue Jays have done a wonderful job taking advantage of Darwin Barney's great couple of months. But
I think they're starting to slow down on that. I mean, they should let it ride a little bit more.
Again, he's 4 for his last 25, so he's starting to come down to what he really is, one would think. And he's not going to play anymore. But Devin Travis is this team's starting second baseman, and Troy Tulowitzki is this team's starting shortstop, and Barney shouldn't be playing ahead of either one of them. No?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. If Barney can play the outfield, you know, I'm fine with him instead of a Lake or a Siciliani trying to be a platoon outfielder, but Darwin Barney's not an outfielder. Kyle is in Kitchener. Hey, Kyle, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to comment on Drew Storen and how I thought he pitched a great inning despite the issues with the home ump. And he's really picked it up the last few games. Beginning of the year, I didn't even know if we would keep him around, but it's good to see that he's picking it up a little bit.
Yeah, he was never going anywhere. I mean, Drew Storen is a legitimate late-inning, high-leverage major league pitcher. And even though he hasn't pitched like that, he didn't pitch like that in April, this is now 18 out of his last 21 outings where he hasn't allowed a run to score.
The whole situation with the bonk or where the home ump he just did not understand what was going on. And what do you think the conversation was between him and Drew at the end of the inning?
I think that Storen basically told him, look, this is the way I do it every time. And it's the same every time. It's like Mariano Rivera. Mariano Rivera balked every single time he threw a pitch with a runner on base, but that was his natural motion. And when it's your natural motion, it's legal. If you deviate from that, then it's called a balk. And I'm guessing that this was the first time that Gabe Morales had seen it. He was already primed because there was a balk called earlier in the game. And so he called it. And once you call it, umpires will never take it back. So Storen just had to say to him, look, this is what I do every single time I set up to pitch. And they're supposed to know that. I mean, the umpires are supposed to be aware of a lot more things than a lot of times they seem to be aware of. Dan in Sebringville. Dan, you're up next on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I think that Edwin there in the ninth inning, he was swinging for the fences, should have cashed a run in for us there, tie the game up. You know what I mean?
Wish it were that easy. We all know it's not, right?
We all wish it were that easy, but yep. I think he could have done it. He's a pretty well-paid player there, you know what I mean?
So why would he not choose to do it there and choose to do it at other times?
Well, we had one out, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. They had one out.
One out. At least swing for a pop out, get a run in.
Yeah, Edwin Encarnacion was up there trying to hit a ball in the air. He knew that if he hit the ball on the ground, it's probably a game-ending double play. He was trying to hit a ball in the air deep enough to the outfield to score Darwin Barney, which is exactly what he is supposed to do there. David Robertson drives a really nice car.
We could pretty much say that he blew it in the playoffs, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Always appreciate, Seriously, like, I think there are some people who think that a team should never, ever, ever lose a game. Look, again, David Robertson drives a really nice car, just as nice as Edwin's. And Edwin Encarnacion is leading the major leagues in runs batted in. I'd love to know where he blew it in the playoffs, too. Ken is in Severin. Hey, Ken.
Hi, Mike. Yes, thanks for taking my call. And I just have a question about Junior Lake, and I understand he's just been brought up from Buffalo.
Yep.
And there's a few plays that he made, I guess, when he was playing in outfield, that I thought, I don't know, he could have caught the ball.
I don't think there was
a home run one, but I just wanted to see.
Including the home run? You thought he could have caught the home run?
Yeah.
No, he's not 12 feet tall. Junior Lake played a flawless game in the outfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought that, I don't know, he could have tried a little harder, you know, just trying to catch the balls that were just out of its reach, but
there weren't any of those. I'm not sure. Honestly, I'm not sure what game you were watching.
Oh, okay.
There were no, well, again, nothing that Junior Lake messed up on. No balls he could have caught but didn't catch. There was a double off the wall that he didn't catch that he jumped for. Nobody catches that. Nobody catches the home run. You know, Yao Ming doesn't catch that home run. I think you're being more than a little harsh on the new guy. But thank you for the call regardless. I don't know, Friday night midnight. Special takes, I guess, tonight on Blue Jays Talk. We have time for one more. I don't think we have time for one more. So thank you for all the calls. Apologies to those of you to whom we could not get. The Blue Jays fall in, again, frustrating fashion. They score only twice. They have the bases loaded with one out in the ninth inning, and Edwin Encarnacion strikes out on a 3-2 pitch. David Robertson just threw it right past him, as David Robertson does to many, many good hitters. And then Michael Saunders pops up the next pitch. And that's the ball game. Blue Jays fall 3-2 to the Chicago White Sox. They have lost 4 of 5 after having won 20 of 28, and they remain in the second wild card spot in the American League, a game and a half behind the Boston Red Sox, who hold the top wild card spot. And overall in the AL East, they are 3.5 games behind the first place Baltimore Orioles, who beat Tampa Bay tonight 6-3. We'll come back, put a nice pretty bow on this one, and get you set for tomorrow. Blue Jays lose 3-2 to the White Sox. Postgame's brought to you by your Ontario Honda dealers. It's the Sportsnet Radio Network. It's a tough one tonight. Blue Jays lose it 3-2 to the Chicago White Sox. First of a three-game series. The Sox have beaten the Blue Jays 4 out of 4 this year. They've won 4 out of 5 overall. The Blue Jays have lost 4 out of 5 overall. The Blue Jays had the bases loaded with two out in the ninth inning for Edwin Encarnacion and Michael Saunders. Encarnacion struck out. Saunders popped up. Edwin was 0 for 5 with 4 strikeouts tonight. He does, though, still lead the league in RBIs. The series continues tomorrow. We're on the air at 1:30 p.m. Eastern for a 2:10 first pitch. R.A. Dickey against Miguel Gonzalez. Copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. For Jerry Howarth, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, V. Ken Palladian, and Mark Boffo, I'm Mike Wilner. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.